damn, that was loud in my ear. I don't know. Craig was like intrusive. Jesus.
To the max.
What do you want? What's up?
Hey, man, how's it going, man?
Man, you missed 2 weeks. I don't even want to talk to you. So
I didn't miss no 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks.
Nope. We missed one episode. Sorry, everybody. One episode.
And tell everybody whose fault it was, as usual.
Oh, wasn't a fault. It was a strategic decision. We came to the negotiating table. We talked with the union reps.
Do I look like Bud Selig to you? No, we didn't do any of that.
And we're like, you know what? Let's put it off a week, everybody. Okay, shake hands, move on.
Shake hands, kissing babies. Is that what you?
That was a bye week.
You need to buy a new table. That's what you need to do.
I ain't touching my table. I'm trying to adjust this microphone.
Are you sitting on it?
I could be, man. That's why the audio is so good.
Okay, if you say so. I don't think the audio is so good, but whatever you say, my friend. Well,
since
you
clean it up in post.
And I ain't cleaning up anything. I'm letting everybody hear the raw and disgustingness of everything. I got stuff.
Hell yeah.
I got
life. Same here, bro. So quick 10-minute episode. Just run through our stuff. Get it going. Hell yeah.
It was my alarm telling me to shut up. Okay. All right. Now we got that way.
So what episode are we on? 185?
Is that a question or a statement? I just want to know. Which one is it?
No, that's a Toronto accent.
That's a Toronto accent. Okay. So you know you'll get blasted by the two Torontoans that actually listen to this show.
What I've been seeing going around is they make everything sound like it's a question. So that's
okay. All right. Accurate. So you heard it here first. If the two Torontoans that listen to this podcast, I'm going to need you to send in your hate mail to Chris. I'm racist. Bryant, please do that. Not me.
Man, it races a bit against Torontoans. Torontonians. I want to go there one day. I want to go to Canada one day and see all your
beautiful cities. Canada. My home at... Okay, so what's up?
You home of the brave.
No, that's the wrong one. You're trumping it. Trumping it right now.
They might be... No, they might be brave up there. Nothing against some brave Canadians.
Why you hating Canadians? Definitely brave. Do you know how polite Canadians are? They ain't brave. They're polite.
They're polite, but they're brave.
No, they polite. They ain't brave.
You can be both. You can be like, hey, how you doing, man? I'm gonna go walk up to this bear and shake his hand. I'm polite and I'm brave.
Come on, buddy, Ed. Take you down to Timmy Hool's and get you a coffee. Yeah, no, they're polite. They're not brave. I'm sorry.
Now I apologize to the Canadians for my co-host.
name a Canadian war.
Brendan. He's very brave. Brendan Fraser.
And his name's not even Fraser.
It don't matter what you think his name is.
He said his whole name.
We're not going to have this conversation every time. Brendan Fraser.
No, his name is
Brave.
Fraser.
He's brave.
No.
He's been addressed as that for the last 35 years. I'm going to call him that.
But it ain't his name.
I don't care. That's what it is on the fucking IMDb.com.
It's still spelled the same. It's no fun except on IMDb.com.
So Brendan Fraser.
Oh, my God. Anyway, I'm just saying.
You, Mr. Pronouns. I'm Mr. Pronouns. Man, I'm about to pronounce these people's name, Mr. Pronouns.
Look.
I talked to somebody that's like, oh, this guy is 800 years old. This guy's from 1922. This guy's from 2079. But you're going to call me on saying his name wrong and shit. All the video game characters, actors, people, humans, historical figures, political figures. I'm going to come to you first. Make sure I got my pronouns right.
Get your pronouns right. Pronouns. Pronouns. Man.
That's pronouncement.
Anyway, I'm just saying him name.
Okay, he's brave. He's brave to put on that fat suit in that movie.
Name me one war the Canadians were.
Yes, a lot of wars. They snipe people.
Snipers.
They got snipers. They got everybody. They got those guys on horses.
Do you know why? Yes. Canadians. The Canadian snipers. That's hilarious. Okay. Cool. All right.
They helped us out in Afghanistan.
Wait. They did stuff, let me not get that confused with the fact that they go to wars with other people. I'm not saying they don't. They do. They are brothers from another mother from upstairs.
They're landlocked. Well, who are they going to fight?
Landlocked? Well, landlocked with what?
with us. They ain't gonna fight us. So step aside. Like they're gonna.
Do you see us going up to Canada, starting the war, or Mexico starting the war? It's across the waters. What do you mean?
Who's gonna invade Canada? They had some wars back in the day, like I'm sure with the white hat guys that wore the
white hat guys, which
like the white fluffy hair. They invaded. They touched white Canadian soil. Hair.
Are you talking about the British?
The British guys. I'm sure they invaded Canada at some point. And you had some do wars. Know that
Canadians are British people who moved to Canada,
they're probably fighting each other at some point. I'm sure.
No, that was
America. They had wars. No, it was like French and Canadian.
Okay,
and
the French and the British warred against each other. Yes, French and British over Canada, not the Canadians that live
there. They're all Europeans. It don't matter.
This is true.
This is a big pile of people over there. I'm gonna incorrectly put them all in the same bucket. Europeans,
them Torontoans, them Toronto peoples, Torontonians. Toronto's a very diverse melting pot, like way more than any city here, except for New York. New York is pretty close, but Toronto. Except
for Houston.
Houston is not a melting pot. It's a brown pot.
No, it's a melting pot.
No, bro. Dude.
It's melted. It's all the quesos melted together. It's melted up.
No. Houston got a few people, sure.
No, it's one of the most diverse places on the planet Earth.
No, it's not. Okay, you must not understand what diversity means. I mean, diversity in a point of you see people of different color, different people of different color are running things, different people of different color are in the government. That's actually not true in Houston. There's brown people? Yes. There's white people? Yes. There's black people? Yes. But you don't see Indian people running stuff in Houston. Yet. No.
Bro. You didn't live there.
Yes. Show me an Indian councilman. Name one Indian councilman.
No, I don't have all the playing cards, but there are people from every Asian country, every country on Earth in Houston, bro. I'm telling you. You're wrong right now at the moment, so just I'm gonna let you know.
Bro. Toronto is literally called the most melting potted city on Earth. Literally. Look it up. What are you talking about? Bro, stop.
You can call it that, but you're saying Houston's not diverse. I'm with
the show. No, I didn't say it was not diverse. I said Toronto is more diverse, the most diverse Craig, city.
Roll the tape back.
The footage back. Houston ain't as diverse as Toronto. It's not.
Okay.
I started out with saying I give Torontoans a prop because they're very diverse. This homie hit me with the left hook. Houston.
No, you said New York. That's about it in America.
All I said was New York. I ain't say nothing else. This bro here hit me with left hook. Houston. You don't even live there. Why are you taking up for Houston?
I've lived there. So sometimes I ain't taking up for them all the time, but sometimes Houston I gotta like.
It's literally the worst city on Earth. Like, hate Houston.
This man, I know in Houston hates Dallas, so Houston hates you. So the love is mutual.
I mean, I'm true. We're right now in the middle of a baseball series. F Houston hardcore.
Yeah, so that's going to cause some extra tensions within the state, some interstate tensions.
Yeah, man, Houston's a bunch of cheaters. And that's a true story. I was there. I think.
But Ben had, not still had.
Ben, they still had. What changed? They still had.
But come and get it. Come and get it. All
you
I hear
can't
is
say that no more. That's what you can't do that. You can't do that. And that's not even Houston. That's not even fucking Houston.
No. I don't care who owns that. I'm saying come and get it. Like rub it in their face, man. Make them lose. Take that shit from them. So.
You know what? I had the wrong saying. I thought it was to come and take it. That's
San Antonio. No. Come and take it. Yeah. That's San Antonio, but that's Texas. There's no San Antonio baseball team to claim that phrase, anyways.
There's actually a college team that actually had to ask their motto. The University of Texas at San Antonio, which is why they had to change it. Come and take it.
All of Texas is like, come and take it. That's why.
No, actually, this is an Alamo thing. Come and take it. Come take this land. Come get the thing. San Antonio.
Yes.
Fuck San Antonio. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. San Antonio. Yeah. But I got $1 million on the Astros. Come back. Come and ride up.
Didn't they lose twice already?
Yeah, but they got to lose four time.
Oh, well, okay. If you say so.
The math's still mathing right now.
Boy, math is not working.
They could possibly get the W three more times in a row. Not even in a row. They could take it to seven.
You really think that them Houstonians going to win three in a row? You think that?
I would never put them out of it. They got seven time championships in a row. So they've been here before, man. They can pull it out.
Because they cheated to get there.
No, they cheated back in the day, 2017. And then they immediately
literally like a couple of years ago. What do you mean?
We're almost in 2024. 2017, that's a bygone era. It's about a decade ago.
They were in the championship in 2017, 2018. Yes, they won it. 2020. They were in it three times, bro. They cheat.
As soon as they got caught, they stopped. they apologized and they said, sorry.
I'm sorry. I got caught. I'm sorry.
Hey, but I'll tell you what, before we found it out that they cheated, oh man. It was such a beautiful innocence of seeing the city explode. Because I was there when the shit went down, when like everything happened, and we're like, when I moved here, it was still Houston. The Astros kind of sucked, 100 lost seasons, all this type of stuff. Like there was no super fans. Like it was still in the brewing stages. So from when I moved here to when that happened, man, people are like losing their minds. Couldn't believe that the Astros actually won the World Series. And we're just going fucking nuts, and the lines around stores, you know, at midnight getting game gear and stuff. It was fun to be a part of. And then it comes out, they cheated. But then Houston's were like, okay, we still love them. So they kept on supporting them.
Okay, here's my thing about that, right? First off, two parts. Number one, I hate bandwagoners because it's always funny because everybody's a fan when somebody winning. When they some shit, nobody say shit. Like Houston, like you said, when you first got there, nobody cared. And now all of a sudden they're like, oh man, we love Houston. But where were you at when they were trash?
But you had some fans, but it was just like, it's my team. I'm going to support them, whatever, because I live here. And then once they started winning, that's what happens in all big cities, man. Like you rally the city. Nobody's going to rally around a 300 game loser. You lose 300 games a season. Ain't no point to be buying merchandise and shit. But like you get the whole city on your side for 7 years and you're a winning franchise, then. Are people on the bandwagon 7, 8, 15, 20 years into it? If they just keep winning, or are they just fans at that point? The first couple years, fans, I think, could be bandwagoners because you got to get on the train at some point.
My thing is, if you get on a train, and say the first year you get on is the year that they don't completely suck. Not that they won a championship. Not they got to the finals. They good. Like the first year that they didn't suck, like really suck. And you got on the train then, cool. I'm fine with people who do that. It's the people who, they won 6 championships. Man, I always been a Houston fan. You have it. You haven't been here, bro. Where have you been? Now, those guys? No, them the guys I don't like. It's all good if you've been on there for like at least the last couple of years. I'm cool with it.
Yeah, once you stick around and stay with them, then you a real fan. Yeah.
I mean, I like people think I'm a bandwagon because I'm a Warriors fan. I was a Warriors fan the year that they drafted Steph. He's played 15 seasons. They didn't get good until 7 or 8 seasons in with him on that team.
He's been there that long?
Dude, I literally looked it up, right? Like, they were showing NBA players in this season, what their year season is. And I'm astonished at some of the names that was on this list. I was like, dude, we old. Like, of course, everybody knows LeBron James is 21. Like, this is 21. He's had pretty much a full grown human worth of time in the NBA. But some of the other people, it was like Stephen Curry, like 13, 14, 15 years. KD, like 17. I was like, dang, these dudes have been playing for 10 to 20 years already, seasons at least. And I'm just like, dang, we that old. They've been playing that long for real.
Yeah, it's weird, I guess, when you stop daily following sports and you embed some people like LeBron and Curry and more folks like in your head. Yep. Those are the players, the names I know. And to me, it feels like it's been 5, 7, 8 years. Like Curry still feels like a young new guy to me.
Yeah,
even though he's done so much, but 15 years sounds insane for him to be in the league.
Hey, just think about it. How many championships he's got, plus how many times he's been to the championship, is almost equal 10 years. Just that by itself.
You think he qualified for the Hall of Fame? He's all right, but
definitely. He changed how basketball is played. Like
by just throwing the ball in the air.
Right, short little dudes everywhere throwing up threes, run down the court, kissing bright skinned baby mamas. Everybody doing it. Like, if it wasn't like, yeah, before him, you had like Reggie Miller. But people forget, like, Reggie Miller was like 6'7", 6'6" or something, right? He wasn't a small dude. Then you had like the people like Magic Johnson. You got all those shooters were 6'6", 6'7". Michael Jordan, 6'5", 6'6". Steph Curry is on stilts, 6'1", like at best, right? like legit, he's 6'1" on stilts. So yeah, he changed the NBA. He first, ain't no way. If he don't get into the Hall of Fame, we all dead. Like the aliens took over or some shit.
Yeah, he did pretty good. He did reinvent some stuff. Because I remember when he was coming out early and it was just weird. Like, what is this man doing? He's just throwing the ball up and people are like stunned. Like, it's working. Is it going to work forever, what he's doing?
Like, and, how do you get a shot so good and legit? You can just throw the fuck up and it goes in. Like, you got to be good at that to do that.
No, but he brought some entertainment back to to the games for show.
So this ain't ESPN, by the way. I ain't got time for that.
Shit, I thought it was. But I'm the wrong guy to talk about
ESPN
sports shit because I ain't following not a goddamn thing.
You was a fake Tom Brady fan for the longest period of time.
Wait. For 20 something years?
You were a bandwagoner. That dude wanted
to. Go back. Your definition of bandwagoner was if you stay on for a few years, then you're cool. And that's what I was doing. I was on for 20 fucking years.
You was on the train when he won his first title.
No. I was on the train. I was on the train from when he got subbed into the game.
Oh, hell no. Dude, the day that you became a Tom Brady fan was the day that you bet on a Super Bowl. The first Super Bowl he was in, we had a bet. Like, I'm going for the Patriots. They're my dogs from now on. Before that, you were like a Chargers or Raiders fan or some shit.
No, I was never Chargers Raiders. I didn't have a team. I stood on business, man, for the Patriots for 20 years.
And this guy here. And then Tom Brady up and left. I don't even know football no more. Football is nothing. Like, what? Bro.
But I was there with him when he was in the game. I was supporting the game. He threw the ball good.
Okay, fine.
I saw a funny stat for your boy Belichick. He was like 100,000 and 100,000 wins and like 32 losses or something, some stupid number with Brady. Without Brady, he's like 80 and 93.
Yeah, that dude, Tom Brady.
it proved that Brady was the secret sauce, not just Bill Belichick coaching out there, because he ain't done shit with nobody else.
You can say that. Well, he only had one other person after he left, so give him some time. He probably won't have no time. But just think about it, bro. Like, Russell Wilson left the Hawks. Legit seems like he don't know how to play football no more. Like, legit, right. Straight up.
That might have been a coaching.
It's kind of weird. And what's bad about that dude left because he was like, man, I'm better than it. You got to pick me or pick the, like, I'm glad they picked and stayed with Coach Carroll because they're not great. Are they Super Bowl contenders? No. Are they going to win a Super Bowl? No. Are they going to do any of that? No. However, they are still better than the Broncos. They've been better than the Broncos for the last 2 years for sure. So what are we doing here? What's happening?
But damn, yeah, that dude was on top of the game for several years, and all of a sudden I like check back in. I'm like, why is everybody making fun of Russell Wilson? What the hell happened?
That boy trash. Like, I ain't never seen somebody follow so hard before in my life. But is he the one
that I'm getting all the recaps and the nice highlight footage of all his interceptions?
Yes.
Yeah, so he's fucked up now.
Like the boy got more interceptions and touchdowns in 2 years. Like, legit.
Oh my god.
Trash. He's that bad. He's bad right now.
That's bizarre. That's a fall from grace.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to him, but him gone. But again, this is not ESPN. I don't know why we.
When's the last time you locked yourself out your house?
When I was 5 or something. What kind of dumbass question is that?
The clock reset 2 days ago.
Yeah. How did you? Okay, let me ask a question. How the hell do you lock yourself out the house with deadbolt? And you can't.
No. Well, I'm not on the inside. I'm on the outside of my house.
I mean, you know what I'm talking about? I mean, the key, the damn. Okay, so do you have one of them doors that have the lock that you can turn on a knob and just locks the knob? And that, is that what you get? You got some old school lockage?
What? No. You got the key on the outside.
Got the key on the outside because you couldn't get in.
Yeah, I didn't have the key myself, but they got keyholes on the outside on both locks. It's got a deadbolt and all that. So, you come home, you think you're done. you empty your pockets.
Okay.
Yeah, you put everything down, including your keys. You're done for the day. You ain't going nowhere. So you don't need your keys.
Okay.
Something happens, you get a phone call. You got to go somewhere. Okay. I got to go down to the bank. Okay, let me just get my shoes are on. I'm ready to go. Boom. I leave the house. Let me lock it behind me. I just turn the little twisty one on the bottom.
That's what I was asking. You got the twisted thing on the bottom.
On the inside of the house, yeah. So I just locked it and closed it behind me. I wasn't locking the deadbolt.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as I touched myself, I'm like, oh, I don't have
yourself?
Okay. You know, you do the phone.
Oh, phone keys, phone wallet.
Yeah. Yep. I got the first part. I got the phone. I don't have the keys or the wallet. So there, I just rushed out of the house, slammed that shit behind me, and then I was out. I was on the outside. Myself was on the inside.
So you got a white trash door. That's what I was trying to allude to. Why is it called a white trash door? Go ahead and answer the question.
A lock on the door?
Bro, ain't no real houses got no damn knob with a key, a turnstile lock, unless you either from 1950 or living in a white trash house.
What are you talking about? They sell those at the fucking store as a door.
No.
And it's a side entry door anyways. If it's a door with a lock on it, I don't know what you're talking about. You live in an apartment, so what the fuck are you talking about?
I have deadbolts. I don't have a twisty knob on my door.
It also has a deadbolt. It has both.
But I still don't have the twisty knob.
Again, you don't know what you're talking about. You have no idea what you're talking about. Anyways, so I'm outside the house.
Oh.
Yeah, so I don't have anything. But and everybody's outside of town.
So you know what? Everybody's outside of town. What does it mean?
Like they got on a business trip. So I'm here by myself.
So when did this happen? Today?
No, a couple days ago.
Oh, so did you just sit out there for 2 hours?
No, if I had to sit out there, it would have been.
Did you break a window?
No, it would have been 6 hours until someone got back. So I wasn't about to do that, but I called, and luckily, Sylvia had left her key in her car at her parents' house, which is only like a mile and a half walk away. So I had to do the walk. I had to do the walk of shame down the street, down the whole town. People probably wondering why the hell is he walking on foot. I know he has a car. If they see me, foot. So luckily, it wasn't like 200 degrees. It wasn't 10 miles away, and she just happened to leave her key. If she didn't leave that key, I would have been calling a locksmith. It probably still would have took 10 hours to get to this town anyways. Probably. Or I would have been sitting on the porch for 6 hours while my phone just rang. I'm not going to break my shit to get into the house. you know how much windows cost? You got to pay for that.
Well, your humility don't cost very much because you just threw that out the window. Fine, whatever. Okay.
But I could have probably like done the push-in method on a sliding glass door.
Push the shit in?
Yeah, you push that shit in.
Wait, what are you talking about?
When you were a kid, you never broken a sliding glass door?
And yet, when I say you got a white trash door, I was the person that was wrong. Okay, I've never done it.
The older ones are notoriously like easy. Do you push in and get that little clip off the thing, and then you can slide it over? Like old school windows, sliding glass doors, easy to do that. That would have been my last thought, but luckily I didn't have to do that. But yeah, so don't be fast to run out the house if you're not ready, because
I'm not gonna have that problem because I ain't got a damn twisty lock on the bottom of my damn key. I got deadbolts. It don't happen.
I do too.
Wait, I can't lock myself out.
I know it doesn't make sense though that you think that's how is that not a thing? A lot of places have that. You lock the top and the bottom. You can lock both to give you options.
I can lock. Okay, visualize with me. The top. I'm calling it a deadbolt. But it's basically both of them are the same thing. You turn the knob, it's on the top of the door. It's not the knob itself. It's on the top of the door. So you got one of them old ass knobs. We got handles. Let me finish. Circular knobs. It's old. People don't make shit with circular knobs.
Yes, they do. What are you talking about?
They sell it at the cheap fucking white trash store.
What are you talking about? Everybody has. Oh my
God. Most people have levers. That's what.
No, not most people.
I ain't been to a house with no turn knob, and God knows when.
You're on crack right now. That's an option. It's not most houses. That's an option, and they still have the lock thing on the lever knobs too.
Okay, true, but still, there's no twisty lock thing on my lever. I have
okay, two so you got the cheap locks. One. Anyways,
two fucking locks.
We need visuals. We'll get visuals. We'll do this later when it's a visual podcast, so people know what the hell is going on. But anyway, I got locked out of the house. That's the story.
Thanks.
Yes, So that was almost a fuck up of me sitting here for
almost.
For
days. I guess if you would have got locked out, I would have just broke the window and walked on through. That's fine.
It's two windows, and they cost money. And then, okay, you got a broken window, and then all of a sudden you got a permanent breeze, and you got wind and dust coming through.
Well, it's cool enough outside.
I mean, the temperature is better now than it was a few months ago, which ain't that bad. But then you just inviting bugs to your house, dust. You got to put up plywood until the window man comes. You got to seal it off. That's more white trash. If I had to put plywood over my window that I broke into.
I mean, you're taking it as I'm saying, shatter that bitch with a rock. I didn't say all that.
Do I have my Mission Impossible like cut fucking kit out there that I can do and make it a nice little square cut?
Yeah,
and I can glue it back into place.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can take a little glass cutter, cut a little small hole in it, reach your hand in, unlock the thing, push it up, and then when you get done, you can put some little glue across the top of it, put it back on there, and shit.
No, these got the. Now this is, I would say. Yeah, but it's got the two where you got to pull in the little clips on both sides of the window and then push up. So I can't put my one arm through and just unlock the window.
Kind of fucking window did you have to clip on the side and push up? Are you talking about the screen?
No, it's two windows. It's two pieces of glass.
Uh-huh.
And you pull the clips in from both sides, push it up. It catches the next level to automatically stay open.
Why do you have bulletproof glass?
It's not bulletproof glass.
Double pane glass. I mean to say, double insulation glass, bulletproof glass. What I mean.
It's a mobile home.
That explains a lot.
It ain't mine. I'm just living here.
I'm asking a question. Is your new house gonna have them ugly ass damn turning doorknobs?
Hell no.
Exactly. That's my point. Exactly my point.
It's gonna have locks on it where you can lock it.
Yeah, but I bet you won't lock your ass out anymore if you don't put the ugly-ass doorknob on it. Shit.
What?
I'm just saying. Speaking of stuff that I ain't talking about. Did I ever tell you that I went to go watch The Creator?
No, I'm guessing that's
a no, because you didn't say anything. So I guess it's a no.
You didn't tell me.
Have you seen it?
Nope, I haven't seen shit in a while.
Do you know what it is?
It was some crazy movie.
No. Well, yes, it's a movie, but do you actually know what The Creator is? Do you know anything about it at all?
I watched the trailer.
Yes or no? Shit.
This was a sci-fi thing, right?
Yes. Okay. It is basically iRobot and what was the movie he was in before? Tenet mixed together, sort of, kind of. And it's like, it's a good movie. Don't get me wrong. It makes you sad. Because it's one of those movies that's got some of that social commentary in it that it tries not to be real social commentary, but it really is social commentary. Like, why you hate us, dawg? Why you trying to hunt us, dawg? They ain't did nothing to you, man. We just trying to all survive together, and we out here running down and killing things. So it's one of those kind of movies. But it's actually pretty decent. I just didn't know if you had seen it. This ain't a movie minute. I just forgot to bring
you
it
liked
up.
It? You liked it? That's good.
It was good. Yeah, I give it a solid 8 out of 10. Like, for real. Like, it legit was a decent movie. It legit had me thinking about, dang, I can't believe they did that to a homie. Like, yeah, legit. It was legit.
Man, what I'm about to see, I'm hyped up on, I think it came out on like Paramount Plus, the free shit finally hit the free tier, was John Wick 3, because I never saw that in theaters. So I need to watch that. I think it's John on Wick
3.
On Peacock, Paramount? Paramount or Peacock, one of those services.
3? I thought it was, didn't they do, they're just on 3, or is it 4?
No, it's just 3. I don't think they did no John Wick 4.
Sure, no, I think this is the fourth one.
Oh shit, it's already the fourth one. So I've seen the first three.
What are you talking about? That don't sound right.
The fourth one should be on the freebie stuff. Gotcha. Damn, I already got the 4? Shit.
Yeah, that's like, I could have sworn this is 4. But okay,
You heard that TV show sucked?
I heard it was bad. I haven't seen it though.
Apparently they only gave it like $5. So they had a low budget and shit, but they're like, oh, it's not so good. I was like,
that's what happens when you give it $5, you know?
Yeah, it ain't going to be the same quality as that movie. So, oh, well, save me some minutes on the TV.
Minutes. Say it with me. Minutes.
I need to save my minutes.
My minutes. So what else is up? What else? Okay, let me ask a question. Pronunciations, right? I'm joking. I don't feel like talking about pronunciations. I'm just saying shit. My bad. I did not spill any milkshakes on any small people over the last 2 weeks, by the way. I knew you wanted to know
that. Oh, you didn't raise him again? Did you ask your local TJ Maxx or Trader Joe's?
Trader Joe's, and I definitely have not 100% been bad on purpose because I was afraid I would run into him. I can dare. And that is a true story. I have not been back over there since that point because I was like, I might accidentally run into this homie and that's it. So
I think a few weeks is enough to let the waters, you know, settle and people kind of get on different schedules and they're not going to run back into you at the same time shopping. So I think you're safe to go back.
Yeah. I don't want to see them wave, you know, it'd be a microwave. So, you know, I
want to they're listeners too. They're going to hear this.
Oh, I hope not. Thank you guys. I appreciate it. Thank you. But yeah, I haven't been back since that happened. I'm sitting there thinking to myself like, nah, I'm good, because if I run into them again, they might spill something on me. It might not be great, but.
Oh, you get hit with the white sauce.
What the hell, boy, are you talking about, boy? No, hit me with no white sauce. No white sauce. Let's talk some news, though. Question. With the thing happening in Israel, right? I mean, you got people over there. You got people going to be getting deployed or not? What not? None?
Nope.
Dang, you said this. Okay. He was like, nope. Moving on. Like, yeah. Bro, you don't know how to talk about it? What happened?
I don't have anybody going there. That was a question. I mean, I don't have anybody going. I don't have anybody coming. I don't have anybody standing around. So. Yes, that was a question, right? do you know somebody going over there? No. question.
Question.
The answer is the multiple choice answer is no for A. B is also no. Yeah. C is hell no.
Yeah, I guess you got a point.
But yeah, that's a shitty situation over there. It's horrible.
And they've been at war since a million years ago. It's not like all of a sudden, but it you know, atrocities get worse when you add fucking technology, because it just becomes a situation where it's like you're able to do so much more destruction and crazy shit that you could do like 10 years ago. So now it's an atrocity. War not good. Killing people not good. Doing any of that shit not good. I 100% stand behind. But I also will say that ain't nobody clean, unfortunately, but
nope.
It's definitely not good.
It no all. Good.
No good. Me no like. No good.
Agreed.
But I'm about to go on the strip, though. I want to talk to you no more. Continue. But what?
You're about to go into strip?
Did I say anything about stripping?
No, your shit must have broke up, because it said something about I'm about to go into strip. And I didn't hear anything else after that. So what was that? It must have cut up with Craig on the internet. He didn't record that word to my ears, right?
Yeah. I'm trying to get there. I was about to say before I was rudely interrupted. I was about to say, I'm about to hit this strip. I didn't say nothing about this strip.
Oh, it sounded again like you said strip. That noise canceling is fucking up your pronouns.
I'm going on a trip.
Oh, this trip,
bro! If y'all stop,
don't put the microphone in your mouth.
I had to because you couldn't hear me. God damn it!
Where are you going? We might run into each other.
I'm going on a trip in my favorite rocket ship to the skies, little Einstein. Oh, wrong song. Okay, sorry. Heading to the KC Mo, bro. You want to see me? You want to see me do KC Mo?
What do you mean for? KC Mo a dance move? What you gonna do?
No, going to Kansas City, Missouri. KC Mo.
Yeah, you're gonna get some barbecue sauce.
I mean, I'm gonna get faded and hang out with my boys. That's it. What up though?
Well, that's cool. Is this work, personal, pleasure?
Not personal, but this is a boys' trip. So you all have your balls are locked away in a closet in a bag.
Yeah, I never got any calls.
The rest of us gonna go somewhere.
go to Case Mo. Go to Case Mo.
I am going to Case Mo. That's what I'm saying. Case Mo, I'm already on the way. We coming for you. Hogan, we coming for you. Case Mo.
I'm going. They better be ready for you. I'm be ready. Going somewhere at the same time you're going somewhere.
Where you going?
Europa.
Oh, that's right. You did say you were going to Europa. Are you going to lock your ass out the house over there? I got to feel it. Don't lock the doors. Just don't do it, okay?
Well, yeah, I'm just going to leave that shit wide open at the hotel.
And leave that open, dog. Wait, y'all finna go over there and get some big bugs?
We're going to try. Got to bring something home.
Wow. But
they're going to change the sheets for us, I'm sure.
Well, are you actually going to, Petty?
Yeah.
Oh, they ain't changing no sheets, bro. That shit everywhere in Petty. You need to look. You probably want to go look that up, my guy. You about to get some bed bugs for real.
Well, we'll figure it out. We'll see what's up.
Shit. Ain't no figuring it out, bro. You go get. Okay. Make sure, please, for the love of Pete. Make sure before y'all come back, burn everything. Don't bring it back with you. Okay.
Yeah, I'm taking one time use clothes. It's like disposable clothing. You heard of disposable underwear? I'm taking disposable sweaters, shirts, jackets, socks.
This dude said one time use clothing.
Yeah, just to let it ride and then just leave it at the hotel for the next guy.
Okay. Yeah, do that. Cause if not, y'all would come back with them bugs. I'd be like, dang, some eating me up.
Yeah, we're going to be careful. We're going to check the sheets every time before we lay down. But I heard that rumor going around, they infested. So
it's not a rumor.
Not the most ideal situation, but we'll see how it goes.
You do say a rumor. It's not a rumor. It's real. like I seen videos of dudes like pulling bed bugs out of their snatch, like for real, like not even being funny. Like seriously, people with bed bugs getting it. There was one video I saw, them bugs were big as his fingernails. And I was like, I'm out. I don't have any want to be in it. So I hope I'm glad that you get to go to France and go to Paris and do your thing, but burn your shit before you get back.
I bet they have a screening program, like in customs, they're going to be scanning our bags for bed bugs. Go to a safe room or something, get sprayed down.
Probably. Take a black light. That'll probably be a good idea. You'll be able to see for sure if you got anything going on.
I might reveal too much. I don't want to know what's in that hotel.
Man, I can tell you, I don't want to know either. Do you know how quickly I would be out the door when I see all them stains on the walls and the floors and on everything else in there? I want to do it in my own house, nevertheless, somewhere else.
Yeah, it's just those are the type of surprises. You don't want to find out what's behind door number two. No, gracias.
I'm good with that one. So, but just please don't bring them back with you. Just being honest, like I know we joke around, we say these things, but I don't want you to get bit on your dick and then you got to come back home, come back to the United States. Just know. It's not a Spider-Man origin story if you get bit by a fucking bed bug. You're not going to get a radioactive bed bug and become bed bug man or some shit. It's not going to happen. Yeah,
those are the powers I'm not trying to catch.
Yeah, yeah, so don't do that. So tell us about Petty. What are you doing in Le Paris besides for bed bugs?
Seeing the history stuff, seeing the old shit they got over there.
Seeing the history stuff.
The Eiffel.
Do you not have an itinerary? You don't have anything planned already?
No, the Eiffel, the Louvre, that thing you race in on Forza, through that little tunnel statue thing that has a circle around it where they put all the action movie races. The day at the Palace of Versailles, in the gardens, in the house, in the bedrooms, everything. Man, we got stuff, Salvador Dali, the other painters, those homies over in Barcelona, that church they've been building for like 700 years in Spain. Going to check out the progress of that construction, see how they're doing. Man,
you got a full, what are y'all like going to one spot and training to everywhere else? Is that what y'all doing?
Yeah. Barcelona, 7-hour bullet super train thing to Paris. And then taking the train on the tunnel over to London from France to London, going underwater. And then going to Stonehenge, Big Ben.
Hey man, did you say
the Roman Bath? No, yeah, we had coupons. We had buy one get one trip free.
Cubans.
And then going to some other like the, I forget the name, man, some old ass castles and shit. Seeing some cabaret show in London. What else be doing? Seeing the Magic Eye, you know, that big old ride they have on the water right there. Mm-hmm. What do you call that thing? You just go up in the ride. Like they have a Santa Monica Pier. What do they call that thing?
I don't know what you're talking about, honestly.
You know, the ride at Santa Monica Pier, like over the ocean, like the circle, you go in a circle.
A Ferris wheel?
Yeah, the big old Ferris wheel.
The hell, boy? What are you talking about? Are you talking about the London Eye?
Yeah, going on that thing.
How do you not the... Bro.
Just, I forgot the Ferris wheel word, because Ferris is like a French word, so I was confused.
You didn't know what the London Eye was, even though
I knew what it was. I forgot the name of that word. Sometimes Ferris wheel escapes me. It's one of those things I can't recall instantly. Sometimes, like, what is that circle thing? It's a Ferris wheel.
You could have said a wheel. That would at least get you halfway the fuck there.
But you knew what I was talking about.
I literally had to break my brain to think of any dumb thing that you would say for me to figure it out. Thank you.
Yeah, so we got some stuff lined up.
Okay, well, cool, man. I'm glad that you get going. Is that your first Europa?
First time over that direction. Yes, man. Sir.
I hope don't do nothing stupid and not come back, bro.
Trying to get pickpocketed. That's my goal. Come back with all my stuff.
Yeah, don't take no fancy jewelry. Don't take no big bags. Don't take anything that you don't want to get taken off you, and don't go anywhere that ain't nobody at.
What's left for me to take if I ain't taking big jewelry and big bags? Damn.
What do you need to take?
All my ice. All the grills. That's basically in my bag. In my Louis Vuitton coach bag.
So you're basically saying that you want to take your valuables to a place where you probably would get robbed instantaneously.
You got to represent. My red, white, and blue.
They have it there. It comes from there. What are you representing? What are you representing? They already have it.
My American chain, my red, white, and blue teeth, everything.
You know what you could do? You could take over their fucking high-ass drugs and and welfare, and they'd be like, ooh, we don't have that here. You can do that, but you're going to take your Louis Vuitton bag, which started in Europe. Sure, that's not going to work out.
I'm trying to blend in. I don't want them to know I'm American.
You know what? I saw a video about that. You need to look that up. You dress like a European. So they got to know that you're a foreigner based on your dress. So dress like a European.
So I had to wear a tracksuit?
Yeah, you got to wear. It's not even called a tracksuit. It's called a jumper. You wear a jumper. You do that kind of thing.
I think when I land, I'll buy a new wardrobe. I'll buy some from their shops. So I definitely fit in. I can't find European clothes over here in America at the outlets. I need to go to Europe, land, get the stuff at the airport, and then just walk out and act like, yeah, what's up, cheerio? I'm here. Like, I fit in. I'm from here. So I need to pick up a regional accent real quick, learn some words, and not walk around with my phone out taking pictures. Don't look obvious. So I'm just trying to blend in, I need to find out what's some stuff. And like you went to Japan, maybe you brought some stuff back. Like what's some things in a country you're going to that is better to buy there than like our local stuff? So I wonder I'm in France, I'm in Spain. Like there's some shit that's like made. There's some store you just got to go to that like you need to get it handmade right there and bring it back with you. It's better than anything you can buy over here.
I mean, like local stuff, like local chocolate, local food, things that you can only get there.
Some nice shoes made, a custom suit, a sword, like whatever you can get off the street.
A sword, not in Paris, dude. You can get, like, if you're trying to be for real, like, normally it's going to be, like, local food, things you can't get there. A lot, and you have to be careful because, you know, some of the stuff you can't bring back, so you got to be kind of careful with. But yeah, go down the list of stuff that you want to eat or bring back, and then you'll know.
Yeah, I need some of that regional food. I'm going to have to... Not to see what's for sale, what I can bring back legally. Legal food. Trying to bring back the legal stuff only. What happened? Where'd the podcast go?
Bro, can you not read? I literally said, keep going. Hold on 1 second. I said, keep going. Hold on 1 second. Why did you stop?
All it says is, 1 sec, talk. Yes. I thought you were testing something.
No, one said, you talk. Shit.
I don't know what to talk about now.
Oh my God, this guy here is ridiculous. I lost audio sort of kind of, and then a phone call kind of bumped it off. So I'm back now. Anything else?
Not right now. I'm just cuddling this cat that started scratching my leg that crawled under my door. So that's my new news. My cat is on temporary loan. I'm about to give this thing up and
Didn't you say you had to go take it to the fucking vet or something?
Yeah, I took it to the vet.
Okay. For what?
It needs those shots. They get those shots. They get those updates. That firmware update got dropped for the cat, so I took him in. And then Christina's going to take this dude to Utah, let him go on vacation to Utah for 10, 12, 12 years.
That's so damn shame. This man here always be getting something and don't want it.
No, I raise this cat from the nipple, dude.
I get that. That's what I'm saying. You getting rid of it. You put your nipple on it. And you getting rid of it.
I wouldn't say getting rid of it. I say just extended vacation. You're just getting rehomed.
Okay. That means you're getting rid of them.
It's okay. He don't know that, though. Don't tell him that. Don't say that too loud.
Okay. Hey, cat, you're getting rid of him.
I know. don't believe his lies.
They got you. They're getting rid of you, dog.
No, anyway. You don't understand, but that's cool.
Yeah, anyway. I got more travels besides that. I'm just going to say I also traveling again after I come back, going to that Northwest again, going to Vancouver probably. And it was shaking the other day, so I don't know, a little word. They had an earthquake, but I'm sure it'll be fine. But you know,
in Canada, they got the ground moving.
Yeah, you ain't been to Canada.
They must have been dancing or something. What do they do up there to make the ground move? Explosion. They got land that moves up there. I never heard of Canadian.
Yeah, there's earthquakes in. So Seattle North has a fault line. It's not as active as some of the other ones, but it's like. Is a fault line. There's also, you know, active volcanoes on that side too. So there is potential for earthquakes. It's just not as active as some of those.
I know they got those lava pits over there. That's cool.
Yeah.
When you've been to Seattle and Washington and all that, have you been to the lava pits? Have you seen the lava flows?
I don't want to be nowhere near that shit. Like, not.
No, they have a lava lazy river. I don't know how they made this thing, but usually that shit, like, you know, destroys everything that it comes into contact with.
Right.
But there's some kind of boat that they have with some material. I don't know what it's made out of, some space material. Mm-hmm. They can actually go in it and you can just float in the lava. And just,
I'll tell you one fucking accident that I'm going to keep myself from happening. That me getting in a lava floating boat and that son of a bitch turning over. So there ain't no coming back from that, right? That's his end. It's over.
You hit an old tree stump and you turn over. You're fucked.
Dude, man, why would you put yourself in that predicament? Why would you even be like, yeah, I'm pretty good on this boat on the lava? Oh, why would I do that?
It's a once in a lifetime.
Are you having a
don't worry about it. Nobody can hear that, but it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get on the lava.
Oh.
You telling me you're not going to try next time you're up there?
No.
Look up lava lazy river rides.
I'm going to look up, has any black person ever done a lava lazy river? And they're going to tell me, hell no, sir. No, I don't. It's going to have that waiver thing. It's going to be like, do you want to die? Yes or no? Are you black? Yes or no? And I'm going to be like, yes, I'm black. And no, I don't want to die. Why would I put myself in the situation of getting on something kill me instantly?
It's a thrill ride. It's adrenaline. Man, and it's also going to be very hot.
Yes, that's also a true statement. It's going to be hot as fuck out there. So no, I don't. Why would? So are you going to do that? Are you going to go to the...
I'll go on the Lava Lazy River, but what I'm waiting for them to install, like, you know, when you go on It's a Small World at Disneyland, or you've never been to Disneyland, but any one of those rides where
I've been to Disney World. Shit, same fucking thing.
It's on the trail, even though it's like it's in water, it's on a track in water and it goes perfect, so it's never going to turn over. So once they finish installing that in the lava, where you can just go and you know you're not going to hit some stump and then roll over and like die and disappear, and never find your remains, then I'll get on the lava lazy river boat.
Not doing it, even if they have rails and Jesus on it telling me that I'm not gonna die. Not
but you know, man is so arrogant that he thinks he can control the lava. Like, so I wonder how this is like Jurassic Park. I don't know how long they're gonna be able to control the lava flow where it is and like keep it in this lazy river directionally, like not have it overflow. So they're literally playing with fire up there.
I want to see the sign that says, you know, the sign that they have it at like the plants where it says days without incident. And that bitch be on zero every day. It'll be on zero every day.
They don't have the rest of the numbers. That shit just stays on zero.
Dude, like, ain't nothing about that sounds safe, even in the smallest way. Nothing about that sounds like a good idea.
I'm waiting on the expose documentary on how they even tested it, how many people they lost to testing the boat technology.
Why do white people like to take it?
But this is like Seattle. This is your type of white people. So they're trying to do weird stuff. So where else has a lava lazy river? Not even Hawaii has that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we all going to be in the lava lazy river when Yellowstone blows.
I mean, that too, but you know. But yeah, I'm like, your people try to find the most ridiculous ways to die. Like dying regular ain't enough for you. We got to die spectacularly. Like, no,
you, what the fuck? You want to die where it goes in the history books.
No, I'm good, bro.
And they try to take stuff and make it exploitable for money, like to let people pay them for these weird experiences. So my people got some ideas sometimes, but it's all about capitalism. It's all about making that money.
Yeah, but
they finally domesticated lava. That's crazy. But look it up. It just recently had come out. So it's
no, I believe you. I don't think you're making it up because, like, you know, I've said it a million times. The things that seem to be the most outrageous, dumb shit is the things that are always the real shit. Like, white person dies on lava because he went on a thrill-seeking tour. That's just normal. That seems
Yeah. But if you saw an article about a black guy dying in lava, you'd be like, why was he
near the lava? Who made this lie up? That's the first thing come to my mind. Ain't nobody doing it. I'm like, who finna do that?
Yeah, it's just crazy that you got the progressives up in Seattle, and they ended up working with what you would say, you know, the conservatives in Texas for some of that fracking technology. Yep. This is how they were able to drill down into the actual volcano and like kind of come up on a lava spur where they were able to tap into it and like filter some of it up to their lazy river. So it's like that they repurposed that technology. And like got a little piece of it coming out, but I think you know they're literally playing with shit they shouldn't be playing with. So now they have that kind of pipe pulling up lava to a certain part. It's gonna end up being a natural disaster. Watch.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it to be like in 2 months or a year or whenever it happens that it comes out like a giant earthquake happens or the volcano erupts and they be like, yeah, the reason for the volcano erupting is because of X, and it's always dumb shit that they did man-made. So I'm waiting for that.
Well, yeah, we decided to frack into the side of a volcano. Makes sense.
Right. Like, why?
But there's no regulations on this stuff. It's new territory. Like, nobody's done it before, so how are they going to stop them?
Yeah, how the hell do you even regulate that shit? Like, even if you wanted to regulate it, how can you? Oh, don't go too deep in the hole, Johnny. Like, how? These folks. Anyway, that's enough talking about that. But yes, no, I would definitely never, ever be doing that. Like, I'm already one of those people who's like, I do like to get on boats or like ferries and stuff, but I'm always super self-conscious of that too. So, yeah, if I'm struggling getting on a boat on water where I can probably swim and not die, why would I get on something that I'm just going to instantly die? Like, there is no saving me. It's
over. No, you're not swimming out of that one. But you might be awake for like 2.5 seconds while you burn up.
That would be the most painful shit ever, to be burnt to a crisp by lava. It's like Kentucky Fried Chicken. You getting fucking burnt up instantly? No, bro. I'm not
here for that. No bones, no teeth, nothing left.
No, I'm good, dog. I'm not.
But how many people can say, I mean, some people like Pompeii, but I was going to say, how many people can say that?
They can't say anything. They died instantly, too.
I mean, so, yeah, not many people. Well,
nobody. Not many people.
The dinosaurs. There's a lot of people that get killed by volcanoes, but You can't. I was about to say, how many people can say, like, in their obituary, I got killed by lava, but not too many. Usually it's kind of slow. It's the pyroclastic flow, that air, the hot air that gets you.
What was the word you just used?
The pyroclastic flow, that hot air that bursts out when a volcano blows up, that heats the air up.
Man, like, that was the biggest. Is that even a correct word? I'm going to give you props because I've never even heard that one
before. It boils the air in your lungs and you like die from the inside instantly.
But you want to go get on a boat that goes across that shit.
I mean, I'm good. The Instagram pictures go hard, dude, for sure.
Bro,
imagine the selfies with lava shit. That's awesome.
Man,
I'm gonna do it.
Internet
I'm gonna,
cloud.
That I'm gonna shit do it.
Stupid. Okay, all right. I'll be at that funeral. And be like, man, Chris was a good dude. He was dumb as hell, but he was a good dude.
They he just wanted to see lava too close.
He wanted to see lava in his hand. Like, I don't know why he would.
They let you hold the ball of lava. That'd be man. Talking about hot potato.
I just wonder, like, you, like I said, that the waiver sheet on that thing has to be 2 years long. It just has to be. Like, what the hell, man? But okay, if that's what you want to do, Krista, go right ahead. Go over to Europe, get you some bed bugs, bring them back, let them burn them off you.
the only way you can get rid of them is in the lava.
You got to step down in the waters of Lake Willatonka and burn yourself to death. Jesus. Okay. Well,
I'm going to do that. I'm going to go finish packing.
You leave it already? Dang.
Man, I got to, man. I got to pack my shit up. I ain't even ready yet.
When y'all leaving, man? Y'all leaving?
Damn. A couple days.
So are you a packer that packed the same day? No, you said a couple of days. So that means that you are one of them people
too. I've been trained up to pre-pack. It's better than doing it the night before like I usually do.
Okay. So you got a little better. Because like me, I've been packed for the trip I'm on now. For 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks. And I got my next trip, I already got my stuff out. So when I come back, I take my stuff out of my bag and put the new stuff in the bag and let it sit for a week before I leave again. That's how I roll.
I mean, I respect it.
Respect.
Yeah, you got to be ready. If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready.
I know, right? That's what I'm saying. Well, anyway, so I guess we're already in it here. No episode for a couple of days, I guess, even though we missed a week because of you. And then we're going to miss another week. Or two, well, yeah. One week without you.
I'll be out for 2 weeks.
Man, nah, bro, we coming. You got to come back.
You can hit record with a special guest.
This guy here.
I'm going to be in another country with no
this interest. Man does not care about, he does, George Bush doesn't care about black people. Chris don't either. Anyway, well, episode 185, mainstream podcast. Sorry we missed last week. I guess I'm going to be doing it alone next week because I ain't got no friends in this world. So anyway, I hope you enjoy your trip, Christopher. You come back alive. Don't bring back some bed bugs. We both out of here for at least the next couple of days. So
enjoy KC Mo. Let him know how it goes.
I'm going to get some barbecue and then talk bad about it. Come from Memphis, man.
Do that shit.
Yeah. All right.
Represent. Well,
yeah. Well, thank you for listening. Mainstream Podcast. Goodbye.
Good night.
Good night, Torontonians. Bye.